Okay, Mishnah Dalet. So what we've been discussing is that Chazal were gozer a tuma on Kisvei HaKodesh. So that if you have Kisvei HaKodesh that touch Truma, the Truma is pasul. Similarly, if you have Kisvei HaKodesh later, they bolstered that original one, that original gezer, and they said, if Kisvei HaKodesh touch your hands are tame, such that your hands can pasul Truma. And this was obviously before there was a general decree of tuma on hands. So now the Mishnah says, when we're talking about Kisvei HaKodesh, which part of the Kisvei HaKodesh are we talking about? Are we talking about the part of the text on the scroll, or are we talking about even the margins around the text? So the Mishnah says, Gilayon Shebesefer, you have the margins of a sefer, meaning Kisvei HaKodesh, a sefer Torah, v'shelma malon, the text, the gilayon, the margins that are on top, v'shem lamatan, that are on the bottom, shebatchila, that are at the very beginning of the sefer, v'shebasof, and that are at the very end of the sefer, metamin esvidaim, all those areas, all those regions, those margins would contaminate hands, they all have a status of tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, shebasof, ein metame, no, the margin at the very end is not going to contaminate, ad shi'as halo omer, until you make for it a pole. This the roller, the Eitz Chaim. Now wait a second. The margin at the very end of the sefer had an Eitz Chaim attached to it. Now this is talking about, as we discussed in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah, this is what we said, that there are two kinds of Sefer Torah that the Gemara and Bava Basra discusses. One kind of Sefer Torah that has just Chamisha Chamisha Torah, and then one that's really just like all of Tanakh, written on one long piece of parchment. When you had a Sefer Torah, and just a Sefer Torah, nowadays we have an Eitz Chaim on each end. We have a rod, a wooden rod connected at the very beginning of the scroll, and a wooden rod connected at the very end of the scroll, and you roll inwards. But in those days, you only had one Eitz Chaim, either at the very beginning of the scroll or at the very end of the scroll. When you had a Sefer Torah just comprised of Chamisha Chamisha Torah, so then, like our Sefer Torah, the Eitz Chaim would be connected on the right side. But when you had, the Eitz Chaim was connected on the left side, and you could open up from Bereishis, But when you had a Sefer Torah comprised of Chamisha Chamisha Torah followed by Nach, you had the Eitz Chaim connected all the way on the right side, and that way the outermost text would be Nach, and that way it would be like the Nach serving as a case for Chamisha Chamisha Torah. So what Rav Yehuda is saying then is that when we're talking about the Eitz Chaim, that's at the very end, so what that means is that he's saying the margins at the end of the Sefer are not going to be metame, they're not going to contaminate hands until you make an amud, until there is the Eitz Chaim made already for the scroll to be wrapped around. Before that, though, the margin itself doesn't have kedusha. That's reviewed as opinion. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? Very straightforward machlokas, whether the margins of a Sefer Torah or a Sefer of Kisvei HaKodesh have Kedusha. According to the Tanakhama, he says all margins, the very beginning of the margin at the beginning of the Sefer, at the end of the Sefer, on top, on the bottom, they all have Tumah, such that they can be Metame your hands. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. He says, you got mostly right, but the margin at the very end that you connect to the Eitz Chaim, that's not going to be metami until the Eitz Chaim is actually made for it. Okay.